CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. People across the Southeast are coming to grips with life after Hurricane Helene.
I've lived in this community my whole life. I never thought I would see water where there's water today.
Jeremy Knighton is assistant fire chief in Asheville, North Carolina. The death toll across 10 states is up to 116, and it's expected to climb as crews reach communities still cut off by collapsed roads. CBS's Jason Allen is in Cedar Key, Florida.
The house Becky Jarvis and her husband built 40 years ago.
We never thought anything would happen to it, you know.
Washed away in one night. She and her granddaughter pick through debris looking for any small reminder of home.
And it survived. It's blown glass. I don't know how in the world it made it.
Her house was among the 90% of Keaton Beach homes Helene destroyed.
Hezbollah says three members of a Palestinian militant group have been killed in an Israeli airstrike that hit an apartment building in Beirut. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
Today's attack was apparently the first inside Beirut since the cross-border fighting between Israel and Hezbollah began almost a year ago. Israel has repeatedly hit the edge of Beirut, including the Dahiya neighborhood, such as when Israel killed Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. In a separate attack, Israel said it killed the commander of Hamas in Lebanon, Fatah Sarif.
Retailers are bracing for a massive strike at ports from Maine to Texas that could begin tomorrow. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Even a short work stoppage could temporarily disrupt supplies of everything from food to auto parts, lots of other products, potentially driving up the cost for consumers if it were to last more than a few days or a couple of weeks.
More than 90,000 people east of Atlanta are still sheltering in place with windows closed, businesses ordered to remain shut a day after a fire at a chemical plant that sent a massive plume into the sky. Neil Campbell lives in Conyers.
Large plumes of smoke, white smoke, black smoke, even orange smoke.
EPA surveys have detected chlorine in the air. The NTSB is investigating a single-engine plane crash near a memorial to aviation pioneers Orville and Wilbur Wright that killed all five people on board.
The crash happened as the plane was trying to land at First Flight Airport in Kill Devil Hills. Ryan Enders is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
The aircraft made a left turn and impacted trees adjacent to the left side of the runway.
It's unclear what caused the crash. A child is among the victims. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
In vitro fertilization treatments will now be covered by insurance companies for many Californians. Governor Newsom's bill signed also extends to the LGBTQ families. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Six members of the Racine City Council have announced a boycott of future meetings. They're citing concerns over Mayor Corey Mason's control over the council's agenda, and they're demanding changes to rules that allow the mayor to restrict items from reaching the council floor. A suspect has been arrested in connection with a bomb threat targeting Racine County government buildings. It led to several closures 1 week ago today. 29-year-old Devon Kessler was identified through an international investigation using phone records. The Racine Common Council is seeking applications to fill a vacancy in the 14th Aldermanic District. There's a deadline Friday. The new alder could be appointed at a council meeting on the 15th. Racine County is inviting residents to participate in their annual photo contest. The winning image will be featured on an Educators Credit Union debit card and in the 2025 Racine County calendar. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer rallied supporters in Waukesha yesterday, with the area busy with politics again tomorrow. Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at Discovery World in Milwaukee tomorrow night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The past. Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Quarterback Jordan Love said they didn't do enough to win.
I think ball placement was a little all over the place today, kind of throughout the whole game, and I think it picked up later, but I think early on just missed a couple throws and was a little bit off and, you know, made it hard on some of the receivers on some of those plays.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east to south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. A cold front's going to zip through late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a bit cooler with a high of only 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJ. And good morning, I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you on a Monday. Actually, great to be anywhere on a Monday. To be this side of the earth, you know what I mean? Neil Diamond.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Ooh, would have believed you'd come along. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
To Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation. Good, 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 good. vibrations of heaven and wither.
news, timeless hits. Oh, yeah. It's all right here on WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. Artist of Record starts this week. Your chance to win vinyl and the grand prize of an record player. And the grand prize is another album. No, record player. That way, I kind of know, much like myself, I had a beautiful stereo system, gave it away because, you know, I needed a CD player, right? And now they're back. And also, I'd like to thank our dear buddy down at Time and Again, Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. Today's artist is Marilyn McCoo. When you hear Marilyn with the Fifth Dimension, although I'm thinking a Marilyn McCoo hit. They're very, very famous. So what we're going to do is give you a chance. When you hear her, you're going to be the fifth caller. And by the way, don't worry, I'm going to give you lots and lots and lots of hints like, hey, I guess this sounds like Marilyn McCoo. Will probably be the hint, all right? So when you hear that, 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-WRJN. All right, coming up here on WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Settle down.
Timeless hits are back right here on WRJN.
You don't. corner town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do. Cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
The McCoys, Hang On Sloopy on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and a request for prayers for our Americans down in North Carolina and Florida and all those places were horribly hit. I don't know if you saw some of the video going out or even online on Facebook or in the news. Just devastation and the lives lost down there. Just a prayer for all of them as we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigning in rural Wisconsin over the weekend. He spoke in Prairie du Chien, hoping to capitalize on the recent arrest of an undocumented immigrant accused of violent crimes.
We will secure that border on day one. I always say, you know, they say, what are the first things you're going to do, or the first two things? I always say, number one, we're closing our border, and number two, we drill, baby, drill.
But the numbers show immigrants are much less likely to commit violent crimes than American-born citizens. Trump campaigns in Wanakee and Milwaukee tomorrow. Home prices keep going up in Wisconsin 8%, according to the latest report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. The median price of a Wisconsin home is now $324,000. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One-third of the Racine City Council has declared a boycott of future meetings. They say they're protesting Mayor Corey Mason's ability to control the council's agenda. The six council members, including Melissa Caprillion, Jeff Coe, Olivia Davis, Sandy Widener, Renee Kelly, and Henry Perez, are pushing for changes to rules that currently allow the mayor to, quote, bottle up issues before they reach the council floor. Creative captures will go on a credit card. Racine County is inviting people to showcase their photography skills in the annual Racine County Photo Contest. It runs now through November 27th. The winning entry will have their work featured on an Educators Credit Union credit card and in the 2025 Racine County calendar. There's a deadline this week for prospective alders. The Racine Common Council is seeking applications to fill a vacancy in the 14th Aldermanic District. Eligible residents of the 14th have until Friday to submit their applications. If they can, the council will appoint a new alder during their October 15th meeting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east to south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. A cold front's going to zip through late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a bit cooler with a high of only 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through
to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Some say it's a sign of weakness.
It's WRJN, and coming up in the next couple of hours, and I just gave you the time frame here, artist of record, which means that someone's going to win vinyl of the Fifth Dimension and then be qualified to win a real record player. Yeah, that was my prize. So the next couple of hours, you'll hear some from Marilyn McCool. Don't worry, I'll give you lots of hints.
Baby, everything is all right. Upside, clean outside. Baby, everything is all right. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A warning from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
There's nowhere we will not go to protect our people and protect our country.
His message last hour to the Iranian people, that he has no quarrel with them, only with their leaders.
The people of Iran should know Israel stands with you. May we together know a future of prosperity and peace.
It comes after a new batch of Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon. CBS's MTS Tayyab is in Beirut.
Over the past week, Israel has assassinated at least five Hezbollah.